Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small-town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Chad Diffin. And Chad is involved with the Woodworking Warriors Project, which is out at the Sam Buford Woodworking Institute here in Adrian, Michigan. And Chad, first off, thanks for taking time out of your day to do this interview with me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, Chad, you've got some great things that are happening out there with the Woodworking Warriors. And with this being Memorial Day, I specifically want to talk to you about this wonderful flag box project that you have started doing. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Yeah, we started this based on, our shop being closed down for social distancing purposes. So trying to kind of keep the Woodworking Warriors active, some terrific program for veterans. And what we decided to do was build and donate flag displays for families of veterans who pass away.
And then how do you pick who gets them? How does that work?
It's kind of first come, first serve, and I'm sure, at some point we may have difficulty keeping up, but so far that hasn't been an issue.
Okay. So tell me more about the boxes.
They're just flag displays for internment flags, so like a burial flag.
Okay.
And they're all handmade by veterans for the most part. There are some other woodworkers that aren't veterans that are making them as well, but it's mostly the Woodworking Warrior Program, which is all veterans.
Okay. And how did you get involved in the program to begin with?
Actually, I was looking into the Sam Buford Woodworking Institute and planning on taking some classes, and I just happened to notice the Warrior tab on the website, so I looked at it, and I got in right when they were starting out, so been involved right from the get-go.
I know, as being a member of the Adrian Noon Rotary Club here in Adrian, we were so excited to be able to help sponsor that program. And from what I understand, there's been a lot of participation.
Yes, it's been wonderful. There's, I would say on an average day, if you come in at lunchtime, there's about 15 guys in the wood shop. Some of them just kind of hang out and socialize. Others are working on things slowly, and others come in there and work from dusk to dawn, dawn to dusk. So
there you go.
It's fairly busy and fairly entertaining.
So. And free coffee, I heard.
Yeah, free coffee.
So, Chad, you served in the Army for almost 5.5 years. Are there a lot of Army vets there, or are they a mix of all the different services?
It's definitely a mixture. I know there's some Marine Corps guys that are in there, and then there's at least one Air Force veteran, several Army vets, and some Navy vets. So they're pretty broad.
Well, I think the other interesting thing... Oh, go ahead. The age?
Yeah, the age range is interesting too. There's some younger, we've had some guys in their 20s and all the way up to guys that, are in their 80s. So it's been a good mix.
Yeah, that is a great mix. Well, I loved the idea when they talked about it in the fact that there aren't a lot of places that veterans can get together that don't involve drinking per se. And so it was wonderful to come up with this idea that Luke Burnett came up with of having a place where you could go and just build some camaraderie and build some cool stuff. I've seen some great products come out of there.
Yes, it's a wonderful program that Luke started. And, for me, I was just interested in the woodworking because I've been doing it for years, but it sort of became the therapy that I didn't know I needed,
Right, right. I would imagine a lot of the people are finding that same result. And there's men and women there is what I understand.
Yes, it's mostly men, but there are a couple of women involved in the program.
Mm-hmm.
There was one that was there quite a bit, actually. So
yeah, well, hopefully once we're all
down for 6 weeks.
Yeah, hopefully once we're out of lockout, the place could get overcrowded. Maybe that'd be good. So, what other kind of things are you building there at the institute?
We've been working on Windsor stools when we close down. We're planning on building a boat of some sort as a group project.
Oh.
I don't know too much about that yet because I've only talked to Luke on the phone about it. I haven't seen the plans or anything, but that's what we're hoping to do when we get open back up.
Well, I also think it's interesting that, you're an hour and a half away. From what I understand, there's some vets that are coming as far as 3 hours away just to participate and be involved in the Woodworking Warrior Project?
Yes, there are quite a few people that are traveling. I don't know anybody that drives that far consistently, but there's been people come from that far away, definitely.
Okay. That's
good. I'm there fairly consistently.
So. Right. Yeah, an hour and a half, you're not too far. Anything with two hours is worth going to is the way I look at it. So, Chad, you've probably gone through all the different levels then, because I know we talked earlier today on the parade about the different levels of participation in the Woodworking Warrior Program. Are you to the point of being an instructor?
Yeah, I wouldn't consider myself an instructor, but I do help more than I do my own work. So, you know, I enjoy helping the other guys out, and that's definitely the most fun part for me is helping the others.
Right, right. I know from being out there last year when they had the Woodworking Festival, there was a lot of great things on display that some of the warriors had made, from tables to plant stands to ukuleles even. And
yeah, there's been some great projects come out of that program.
Right. Well, I did see pictures, back to the flag holders, I did see pictures on the website of them. And so we want to be sure that we let our listeners know that they can go to longlivewood.org and click on the Woodworking Warrior Project. Lots of pictures. They're beautiful, the flag boxes are.
Well, thank you.
It's great, too, that everything is free for you. I mean, the wood and everything's all donated.
Yes, the program for veterans is 100% free. Everything is provided. You know, every once in a while, somebody wants to do a specific project, they got to buy their own hardware and stuff. But the lumber is all provided. So.
Right, right. Which is, you know, another great way that our community has embraced the program, and we're excited that so many veterans are taking advantage of it. And of course, we want to be sure to thank you and all of them for your service to our country. Especially on Memorial Day, we've lost a lot of people over the years, and it's important to commemorate them and to give our thanks to those that served.
Well, thank you. It's what I'm trying to do, too.
There you go. Thanks so much, Chad. We really appreciate your talking to us and giving us some information about the Woodworking Warrior Project and the flag boxes that you're making. It's a real passionate thing you're doing.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of MEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.